Hey everybody, Sunday, May 17th, it's a very, very special day. 34 years ago, Judy and I were married. It's our 34th anniversary. I said, I do. She said, why not? And here we are today, 34 years later, happily married. I love my wife. If you know her, you know she is the strength and the bedrock, not only of my life, but of this church. Today, I want to emphasize two things, and we're going to be looking at this the next two Sundays. As we prepare to become more intentional about our definition of church, God is speaking loud during this time, and we need to listen. You know, there are seasons and times that come along in our life. Ecclesiastes, it says, to everything there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. This is a season like we've never seen. So we must believe that God is speaking something unique and different during this time. And if he's speaking, we need to listen. You know, Daniel had a special gift of being able to interpret dreams. You probably know the story of Daniel in the lion's den, and Daniel and the three amigos that were outcast and taken to Babylon under an oppressive King Nebuchadnezzar and taken into slavery. And King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that no one could interpret for him. So in rushes Daniel, chapter 2 of Daniel, chapter 2, verses 20 through 23, and it says this: Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up other. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king." And so God is speaking and Daniel is listening. And I believe that's true today, that God is speaking to us in a very powerful and special way. One of the things I think that God is speaking today, and we've got to determine seasons of time, is God is changing our definition of church. And I say our definition because his definition never changed. You are the church. It's not a building. It's not a service. It's not the people of this congregation, the believers of faith in this world. You're the church. You know, it's often said the pastors measure success by the three B's. That's what these pastors, I'm going to give you a little insight to what these pastors say. By the butts in the seat, by the bucks in the offering, and about the size of your building, the three B's. And that's how you know if somebody's successful or not. And so there'll be some churches that will rush back into gathering on Sunday mornings, but because to them, that's the definition, right? The definition is found in a building or a service and amount of people that are there. I believe that we have a unique opportunity for God to redefine our understanding of the church. You see, God's definition has always been a group of people who are in close relationship with one another and love one another and take care of one another, who share to the good news to those around them. In fact, if you look at Acts chapter 2 and 4, that's in the scriptures, you'll see that very thing. There were several aspects of the definition of the church. There is the believers ate in their homes together. They took care of one another. If anyone had a need and you could fill it, they'd fill that need. They read God's word together and they prayed together, and powerful things happened. Miracles happened. And they devoted themselves to what the apostle was teaching, all in little gatherings, all in little places, all around the city. This was happening. And that was the church. And it says this: and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. That's the definition of church. So God is speaking, and we need to listen. These are very unique times. Some of you may feel like, I don't know what God's voice sounds like. There's a great story in the Bible about that. Young Samuel was going to become a priest. And so he was a protege. He was there living. And the priest that he sort of reported to, the older priest, he was a young boy. His name was Eli. And one night, in the middle of the night, Samuel hears his voice calling out to him. And he runs into Eli and says, hey, what do you want? Eli goes, that wasn't me. Go back to sleep. Happens a couple more times. And so finally, Eli catches what's going on. And Eli tells Samuel to do something special the next time he hears the voice. It's found in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. It says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. I mean, understanding his voice. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. And then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went and he lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as the other time, Samuel, Samuel. And then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. Speak, for your servant is listening. And during this time, we need to say those same things to God. Lord, speak to me, speak to us. Help me understand. Your servant is listening. So I've asked for today, and then for, and we're going to have some next week, people in our church that are leaders, some of them are leaders, many of them are the circle leaders, to share what the Lord's been speaking to them and what they've been learning during this isolation period. Because we have to have our antenna high. I mean, we can't go through this for nothing. We need to know what the Lord is speaking to us. And so I've asked them to share with us short little clips of what they believe God is speaking to, not only to them, to us. And so listen up, here it goes.
High Streams Church, Don Bassett, just wanted to share some insights, some of my experiences, and something that has reminded me during this time of isolation. And that was 10 years ago. I had worked for a good company, reputable company, and it was very demanding. My life and my free time was very hectic. And I actually suffered an injury. I tore my ACL and I couldn't return to work for almost 6 months. And during that time where I had that big interruption of life and I couldn't do my job and I couldn't function the way I normally did, it caused me to reflect. And I see that to this time that we're going through of isolation and the change of our normal routine is an opportunity for others to reflect as well and to look at the things in their life that have been removed that maybe they don't need to come back. And for me, it was the job that was so demanding on my time. And granted, it provided the job security and the retirement and all those great things. And I had to really think and pray and make plans. And I actually moved companies and took a pay cut and have less job security and retirement plans. But what I've found is I found the quality of life, and God has blessed the times that I got to enjoy these last 10 years with the newfound freedom of not living for the paycheck, but living for the quality of life and the precious time I have with others, because when it comes down to it, time is priceless. And so I just want to encourage you during this time of isolation and when this routine of your life has been changed to look at the things and the areas in your life that you can really do without. And if it is something to do with the employment, that you look at it and take the time to prayerfully plan opportunities elsewhere, because people and relationships are really more important than the stuff that we have and that we fill in our lives. So that's a little bit of my reflection. I pray that as you move forward, God will reveal more and more in our lives and your life as to what he wants to exchange. And so I give that to you and hope that it's helpful. All right. Have a great day.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany, and I wanted to share with you what God has continued to remind me through this quarantine season, is that life is not a sprint. It is a marathon, and it's okay to slow down and to be still and to just bask in God's presence and to rely on Him to carry our burdens, to carry our anxieties. None of us have gone through this before, and it's just been amazing to watch God do His work in my life, in my friends' lives. I've had a few conversations with friends that are feeling really anxious and scared, and we would pray together and lay it down at God's feet and just let Holy Spirit just take it away and carry those burdens for us. So it's been really cool just to watch God work in our lives in that sense. I've also learned that it's okay to not be super busy, that it's okay to slow down. It's okay to enjoy the moments that we have now, because a busier season will come again. So hope you're all doing well and stay blessed.
Hi, Streams Church. Paul Greer here, one of your elders. Just wanted to share some things with you this morning. Here we are in day, I can't remember what day we are in this pandemic lockdown. And I'm taking some time to share with you something out of the book of James. James says it this way, and this is something that I think we're all probably able to relate to. He says, "For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things." Well, I feel like I'm being tested, and I'm supposing that so do you. So I want you to know that the trying of your faith and the testing of your faith is designed to produce an endurance, the ability to hang in there. So I'm encouraging you, as I encourage myself every day, just hang in there, because this is the result. This is the outcome. He says in verse 4, "And then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking." So I want to take a moment just to encourage you and remind you that God is definitely at work in this. And I remind myself this morning and almost every morning these days, this is only a test. Thanks a lot. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Paul Michelson. So what has God been saying to me during this time? I've given that a little bit of thought, and there isn't any one big thing, but several things do come to mind. First, most obviously, is just the lack of being able to get together with people. I think God has been showing me that getting together with my church family, my community of faith, is a really important thing. It's valuable in my life, and I just miss everybody. It's part of how God wants us to grow and walk together with Him, is together. So that's been first and foremost. During this time, we've spent at home. It's become evident to me that the most important relationship in my life after God is my wife. And I think that God is saying that He wants me to put my focus and my emphasis upon her and deepening that relationship and seeking to care and give nurture to her, and finding out in more ways just what that means. And then finally, it has to do with my relationship with God. I think God is really wanting to pour Himself into me more, and that's what I'm hearing Him say to me, is that I've had a certain degree of emptiness, and God wants to fill that with His love and His presence more than He ever has before. I don't have excuses now that I used to put up there for not spending time with God, but yet, sadly, I find that I'm not really putting a whole lot more time into my relationship with God. And so I think God is really speaking to me that I need to make that happen. And it's not in a way of putting guilt on me. That's not what it needs to be. But it's realizing that God wants me to have more of Himself put in me, more of His love and more of His presence and more of His grace. So those are the things that I think God is saying to me during this time when we're spending so much time at home.
Hey Streams Church, I just wanted to bring you guys a message on what God has been stirring in my heart and let you know that you're not alone. First of all, I just want to say this is that I miss you guys. I miss hanging out with you. I miss the high fives. I miss getting coffee. I miss everything about hanging out with you guys. I miss hanging out with Streams Youth as well. And hopefully we'll be meeting here soon or so we can just resume fellowship and resume our community and we can be a family. I've just really enjoyed getting to spend time with you guys online, but I really want to spend time with you in person. And if I'm honest, I'll just say this to you guys, I want to share this with you, that I've been a little bit lonely. I've been, I'm not saying that for you to feel sorry for me. I'm just saying that I miss you guys. I miss people. I miss being around you because here's the reality is that God did not create us to be alone. God created us to be in community. He created us to be in fellowship with other people and believers. And I really feel like during this time that I've realized that number one, the importance of family. And maybe you've realized the importance of family here. I hope you've grown closer with your family. I hope the students and the kids would grow closer to their siblings and their parents. And that would be a really cool thing. But also family, as in the family, the body of church, the body of Christ, the church. I think more than ever, I've realized that we need each other. And I'm reminded just in the book of Acts, I've been reading through the book of Acts the last few days and weeks, and God has really been stirring something in me because Acts tells about the early church. It tells about how the gospel of Jesus spread throughout the whole world. And it started in this small place of Jerusalem and Galilee and Judea. And it spread into the whole world. And Jesus in Acts 1 says tells the disciples to wait on the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit comes rushing in to this place. It's almost like he's like, okay, you're going to be quarantined for a while. And then I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And then you're going to preach. And so Peter preaches this message. And I just want to read this verse to you. And after he preaches, more and more people are coming to know who Christ is. And they start to form this community. And so I kind of saw this parallel of we've been in quarantine. And during this time, like, I don't know about you, but I just want more of God. I wanted more of the Holy Spirit to just begin to fill me and to begin to really experience him in a new way. And I really believe that this next period, whatever that looks like, we're going to be able to see community and relationships flourish like never before. And in Acts 2:43, it says this, all came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number to those who were being saved. See, what happens is right now, even in this room, I just want to say, if you feel alone, if you feel like nobody's there for you, if you feel like even like you haven't been experiencing God, I just want to say that the Holy Spirit would come into your house, would come into your space, and would begin to just fill you right now. And that hole that you felt in your heart would just begin to be filled with the love of God. And I pray that that when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, now we can take that power and we can give it to other people in the form of community, in the form of love, in the form of fellowship. And then in that, our numbers will be added day by day. So can I just pray with you that the Holy Spirit would just begin to do a work in us and that we would come together as a family and that we would, that more and more people would come to know Jesus because of the love that the Holy Spirit has given us. So let's pray. Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, I pray that right now, as we're speaking, if anyone is lonely, that you would just give them your comfort, that you give them your peace, Lord, that they would know that they're not alone, Father. And I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to fill them and that they would be able to bring that community and bring the message of Jesus to other people who are also lonely and who need you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you guys for joining me.
So in the next few weeks, we're going to have more people share with you what God is speaking to their heart during this isolation time. One of the things that I am confident that God is speaking to us is that he is multiplying voices. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. That we're not going to look to one person at one moment, at one time. That we as the body of Christ will raise up our voices together. We are talking about that in our circle groups. That's what circle groups are. They are an opportunity to get together with people who know you well, who love you best, who care for you deeply, who will challenge you and pray for you, who you've allowed to speak into your life. If you've ever been to one of our men's or women's retreats, they're amazing and fantastic. And what we have is these awesome, awe-inspiring, sometimes miraculous services with men. It's like 500 men singing praises to God, a great word from God. And they're great, but life change happens afterwards in our small groups. And to a person almost, they will tell you that the best thing a men's retreat is the small groups where they get to know their brothers. And I know the women feel the same way about going to women's retreat. That's what our super groups are going to be. And I want our life in church to look a lot like that. We come together when we can in our great Sunday morning, great worship, awesome word, something powerful, miraculous things happen. But then during the week, conversations are happening by text message, by people gathering, maybe now by Zoom, but conversations are happening that help us grow into what God has called us to be. I believe it's going to be a powerful time. And the circles are going to be our first phase, phase one of our reopening and regathering of the church, groups of 10 to 15. So if you haven't signed up for one, go online. You can find it at our website. You can find how to get to a circle group and you can join one. Or better yet, there's also a video on how to download our new app onto your phone. And in that, you can find a circle group to join. So I'm just asking for a 6-week commitment starting next Sunday, March 23rd. So listen to me, don't be a square, join a circle. I'm gonna market that from now on. It's gonna be on a t-shirt, bumper stickers. Don't be a square, join a circle. Because I truly believe that God is speaking to us right now. And the question is, are we listening? Thank you, have a wonderful day. Happy anniversary to us. We'll see you soon.